extend a welcome to our guest this night.
I'm sure she'll find some benefit from sitting with us.
I don't know that it's for me. I'm very honoured to be here.
Yes.
I thank you very much.
You are most welcome. No, my dear friends. I wish to say to you this time a little about what was asked of me last time by our lady friend, known to you as Jan.
Oh, yes, she's unable to be here tonight.
Yes, about the difference between thoughts and where they come from. As I have said on past occasions, the thoughts from spirit come slowly and repeat themselves often, whereas other thoughts come quickly and seem to be more intense with urgency attached to them. The difference only comes with time and with experience. And it is something that you have all experienced in your own way, I am sure.
Yes.
I wish to say also to you that, as we have spoken before about energy expanding, spirit growing, I wish to say it is now time, my dear friends, that you view your other fellow human beings in a slightly different manner. Do not look on anyone, whether friend or stranger, as that physical being, but to learn to look inwardly and to feel that spiritual energy come to the fore. Because in using your energy to seek that higher being from within, it allows that connection and communication between two people to have the strength of love and understanding. So many of you look to another and make judgment far too quickly.
It's very true.
And now I feel you must go forward and look more closely to those who come before you, because as I have told you, there are no mistakes when it comes to those who cross your life path. It is then up to you, my dear friends, to think of the thought which comes to mind and to find the purpose of each meeting. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, I think we probably all have memories of particular people who have really stood out in our lives, personal contacts. And I recall my youth when I was conscripted into the army, and I met an older man, his name George Allison, but he was a regular soldier wearing the uniform, but he had such a kind heart, and he was so willing to exchange views with we young National Servicemen, and a light seemed to shine from him. So he's an older contact, but looking back, he was a very significant contact.
Yes, therefore his love and light was extended to many people who have been impressed by him and his way of life. Therefore, that memory remains with you strongly and has enabled you also to go forward with your own life.
I certainly have that memory.
Yes.
And, the more so because he was a Dr. Barnardo's boy, and the army had become his family, so he was slightly unusual as well as having a good heart.
Not so. I have told you in previous times, that is why you must never judge another human being.
Yes.
It matters not where they come from or what material goods they have. What is important is what is within their heart.
Yes.
And so that is what life is about.
You slapped my wrist last week when I mentioned that, but you know, it's difficult. Tonight a colored gentleman came to our door and wanted to buy the back of our garden. And an immediate, I think, anger come over me. And it takes a lot of getting used to. But I have got better, and your words do come through. But initially, I was wrong.
Do not be so hard on yourself, my dear friend. You do struggle, I know, to accept many words spoken here. But I am sure if you look back to the time when you first came to us, you will find much much improvement within yourself.
I've been told that at home.
Give thanks for all those blessings that you now have. And do not allow any failures as you see them, because they are not. It is just a learning process for you. So do not be so hard upon yourself. Now, as always, when we have guests, I will take the opportunity for any questions this time.
May I ask a question about the power of thought? I attempted to think about a particular subject. In fact, it was three digits, three numbers. And think of everybody in this room. And the idea of mind projection. I'm finding out whether I have the ability at the moment to succeed in this. And what I'm interested in, what I can do to improve my performance, if I put it that way. And I thought I would ask you if you'd like to comment on how I'm doing.
Your endeavors, in whatever way you choose spiritually, can only be beneficial for your own growth. As the gentleman previously, you sometimes try too hard to succeed, when in fact you should just let things be. And when that air of calmness and acceptability is there, then you find you have greater success. But my words to you, my dear friend, is that you must strive for what you feel to be right for you. It matters not whether I approve or any other person around you sees your success, but that deep within yourself you know what you are doing is for the betterment of your spirit.
Yes.
Does that help you?
It does help. I will remember what you said. And I'll keep trying.
Yes.
In my thinking, if I think about you, would you know that I was thinking about you?
All thoughts come to us. Yes, of course.
But this happens when I look at transcripts and read your teachings, and often I can follow what you're saying as if I'm in this room.
Yes. Well, that is the benefit of being able to recall words that are placed upon paper.
Yes.
Because, as you know, the human memory is not infallible.
That's for sure.
Fragile. When we pass over to your side of this, into the spiritual universe, what happens to our ability to memorize? Does it become better?
If you are speaking of physical memory, then it is obsolete.
Yes.
But spiritual thoughts, of course, remain with you.
I see.
my memory, which I don't boast about, will improve in the next world. Then.
If you so desire.
I see. Yes. I'm happy with that.
It is an existence of thought in our world.
Yes.
So, whatever you desire, whatever thought you give out, that becomes your complete reality. You understand?
Yes, I do understand that. I feel I know what you're saying.
Yes. Sometimes my words do not always make sense to you within this room. Sometimes that is why I repeat myself so often, because the human mind is liable to forget or to misunderstand what is said to it. So it is most beneficial, I feel, that at times we go over the same ground of knowledge.
Yes.
Because, as you well know, each one of you within this room is at a different level of development.
Yeah.
So would this mean that we remember spiritual information and feelings for various people, but we forget our mathematical tables?
If you wish to retain mathematical tables, you will.
Right. Thank you.
Have you any questions, Dan?
Yes, I'd actually like to ask a personal question, if I may. I feel, because my mother is very ill, I just feel that she has already passed her over, but the body is still on this earth, and I'm due to return back to my home next week. Is there anything else that I can do to help her on her journey, or is the journey her journey?
Of course you can help, as each one within this room can help another human being. You can give loving thoughts to those in our world to make her passage easier and quicker for her. But ultimately, it is dependent upon her free will when she decides that it is time. But yes, always loving thoughts will be received and help will be given.
Thank you.
But as you may know, that as the spirit leaves the physical body behind, there is more time in our world than is spent in yours. So it becomes, for some, a more gradual process. But of course, continue to help with your loving thoughts. That is all that you can do. And do not be afraid of your own emotions, because you are holding back at this time. And that is based, my dear friend, upon your fear. Your fear of losing a loved one, which is of course natural to the human being. But it would be much better if you could deal with those emotions whilst she is still here.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
It's a very difficult time.
Yes. If only the people upon this earth plane could rejoice as we do at the passing of your loved ones, we see it as a return home to all that is real. But of course, it is a slow progress for human beings to reach that state of acceptance. But it is possible. And you all should strive to see passing to our world as a natural function of living. Because those who pass are happy and they are greeted by all who love them. All who love them. Not only family members, but those of us in spirit who have been with you for many lives. But of course, we know and understand that for most people, that earthly and human comfort is necessary. I hope that helps you all this time.
Thank you.
Now, I will take my leave of you this time and allow any others to come forward. So, as always, my dear friends, until next time we come together, I enclose you with my love and upliftment for all of you.
Thank you, and have a good
day. Thank you very much. Thank you.